14 minutes to nine.
Now, what will we all be eating in years to come? Brexit, climate change, health concerns and changing diets may all have a role to play in reshaping our food industry. The government wants us all to have our say on what could be a radical shake-up of what food we produce in this country. And Henry Dimbleby, co-founder of the Leon restaurant chain, is leading that independent review that will inform the government's national food strategy for England. And he's here in the studio with us now. Good morning to you. Why do we need a national food strategy?
So no sector of our economy is more important than the food sector. It's not only vital to life, but for one in eight of us, it also provides our livelihood. And it's central to our culture and our sense of identity. And there is a growing understanding. It is now almost universally recognised that that system is also causing us harm. It's causing harm to our health. It's causing harm to the environment. And there is a question about whether we can think about food security in the same way that we currently do with climate change, changing what the land is capable of providing, and with changing demographics across the world and increase in affluence.
So what's wrong with what we're doing at the moment?
Well, so if you look at what we're doing at the moment, and what is interesting and exciting about this review is this is a cross-governmental review. So at the moment, we deal with food across cycles, across silos, across DFID, trade, BEIS, DEFRA, education, and this is a systemic problem. And the government has recognised that this needs to be dealt with across all departments. That has been welcomed not only by the Lib Dems, by Labour, by people across the sector. And actually, we will be leading the world. This is something that the Dutch are looking at, the Canadians are looking at. Everyone understands that this is one of the big three problems that we face in the Western world.
Largely because of climate change and the fact that we're going to have to adapt what we will be able to produce in this country as well as what we want to produce?
That's only part of it. I mean, the health, you have these interconnected issues. So you have the health issue. We're the first generation who's more likely to die as a result of what we eat rather than a communicable disease. You have the environmental issue, which is not only biodiversity, but also climate change. The agricultural sector also produces 30% of greenhouse gases worldwide. And then you have the food security question. And the reason it's hard is that the trade-offs are not clear. So, for example, you have the debate around if you put the environmental costs into food, will that make food more expensive? If you intervene in people's lives in terms of health, you know, what role do people want the government to play in terms of what it says about what they should be eating? These are really, really complicated problems. And this is a massive review by the government. Today, we're launching our call for evidence. I would urge anyone who has an interest, we want this to be a broad and open call. So not just the academics, people working in the industry, but citizens in general. If you have good ideas, big or small, please get involved. You can find out where to go, nationalfoodstrategy.org, and give us your ideas. This is your chance to change the food system.
How much over the next few years may we be forced to change the food system simply because climate change changes the agriculture that we are able to produce?
Well, the Chinese recently conducted a review of the risk to them of climate change, and they concluded that it wasn't the 80% of their population live in cities by the sea. They concluded the biggest risk was not that, but was the failure of their rice and wheat harvest. So climate change, 2 degrees plus, could radically change what the land is capable of providing. We in the UK actually are likely to be one area of the world where it could potentially make us more productive. We'll be wetter, hotter. We have long, sunny summers with long days to allow lots of photosynthesis. And that raises a question about what our role is, not only in securing our own food supply, but as a supplier of food to countries around the world.
Henry Dimbleby, thank you very much for coming in.